Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you to solve or maybe to help you with some of the garden problems you may be having or you had this past year, call us. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Let's work together so that we don't have a reoccurrence of the same problem year after year after year. I'll do my best to answer your questions, give you some suggestions of products, and there's a lot of great things coming out this spring. We'll be talking about that as the year goes on. But the new technology of gardening is changing so fast that what you were using even 3 or 4 years ago is probably not going to do the trick as good as the new products that are available. So give us a call. Again, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Let's work together, and you will have a great garden outside. And if you're having problems with your indoor plants, we'll talk about those also. George, who's up first this hour?
That would be Jack in Wayham, and he's got a question about cyclamens.
Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Love your program.
Thank you.
I've had bought two cyclamens recently. One lasted about a week and just kind of fell over, and the other one about 2 weeks. We had enough water, and I had it under fluorescent light in the kitchen 24/7. Was that enough light, and what do you think killed them?
Okay. Cyclamen are actually a bulb. And if you were to put your hands between the leaves, pull them apart, you're going to see a little brown tuber or a bulb, anywhere from 1.5 inches to 2 or 3 inches, depending on the plant and size, that's sitting right on the top of the soil. And cyclamen, if you give them too much water, the tuber will actually rot. And what happens is the leaves that are normally straight up in the air and in like a mound begin to flop over. And you look at the leaf and the stem gets all mushy. So go easy on the amount of water, number one. Number two, it does not have to go underneath the grow light. You can put it near a windowsill, and it will do very, very well. And actually, it will do better. Cyclamen is a plant that likes cooler temperature. So by putting it near a window where it's going to be cooler, especially at night, the cyclamen will do better for you. So keep it on the cool side, plenty of light, and go easy on the water. And what I always did with cyclamen, I would set a schedule that they would get watered every 3 or 4 or 5 days, depending on the amount of sunlight. So if you get a day where it's cloudy outside and there's not a lot of light coming in, it's not going to use as much moisture. If you run your house on the cool side, let's say 65 rather than 70, it's going to use less water. Pull the plant out of the pot. Look at the roots. The roots should be kind of a creamy white color. If they're brown or black, too much moisture. And the other thing is never keep cyclamen or sickleman in that tin foil that you get it in. Take that tin foil away from it. That's the worst thing that you can possibly do, because the water gets trapped in the foil. Also, the leaves get crushed, blocking some of the sunlight. So get the foil off the plant, put it near a brightly lit window, go easy on the water, and that plant will do wonderful. Now, when a flower begins to go by, and the flower of the cyclamen or sickleman looks like a butterfly, two beautiful petals that turn up. The bud comes out on a long stem, pointed bud. A butterfly flower opens. When the flower begins to go by, grab a hole of the stem of the plant with your thumb and index finger, squeeze the stem, bend it down, and then quickly pull it straight up, and the stem will snap right off. If you can do that, then it will clean the plant, and you're less likely to have the stem rot and hurt the leaves where it is rotting upon. So I think if you could do that, you're going to see a big difference. But the main thing is cool and go easy on the water. And the cooler you can keep it, the better. I mean, you can even keep it at 50 or 55. It will slow down the growth of the plant. It will bloom a lot longer. It's not impossible to have cyclamen start to bloom in November and bloom right up until May. Keep it cool. Go easy on the water. Plenty of light. You'll be in great shape. But cool is one of the important things to remember. Thank you, Jack. We appreciate the phone call. George, who's up next?
Sherry in New Hampshire. No, I'm sorry. Donna in Massachusetts has a question about an Italian cypress tree.
Okay, Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I live about two blocks from the ocean, and I cleared a lot because it was all bittersweet. And so now I'm looking to restore some privacy. And somebody had told to try Italian cypress, but I'm not sure if that's a good choice for where I am.
Okay. So you're getting a lot of wind, right?
Yes, especially in the winter.
Yeah. What I would do is, I'm sure when you drive around town, you're seeing the wild cedars growing in the marsh. Those wild cedars are available from a nursery. The Italian cypress or cedars, what happens is they grow very tall. They flop around with the wind, and you'll get damage. And if you get a northeaster, like the storm we just got this past week in New England, the weight of the snow will bend them. And after being bent two or three times during the year, they never tend to grow straight up again. They always grow crooked. So go to your local nursery, and if they don't carry it, and a lot of nurseries don't carry the native cedar, if you talk to them early in the year, before they begin to receive all their shrubs and their trees, they can order it for you. But it's a native cedar, not arborvitae, and you have to tell them that you want the cedar that grows in the marsh. And I can't remember what the Latin name to it is, but I'll tell you what you can do, Donna. Send me an email, and I will give you the Latin name for that plant. And my email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at road, roadrunner.com. All one word, roadrunner.com. So if you can send me an email, then I will write down the Latin name of that plant. You can give it to the nursery, and he'll see if he can get it for you. But that particular plant will tolerate the wind, will tolerate flooding, so that if you ever get a storm and salt water comes into the area, it will not hurt the plant, and will take the wind and snow load. But your traditional regular arborvitae or the Italian cedar, once they get bent over with the weight of the snow, they never recover. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call, Donna. George, who's next?
That would be Charlie in Cape Cod, and he's got a question about ivy. And we're coming up on a break right now.
Okay, Charlie, you hold on. When we come back, we'll talk to you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to Castlebar,
from that to County Clare. Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Charlie, we're ready to answer your question. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you out today?
I have two questions. One, how many times will an amaryllis bulb bloom? But most importantly, I have some ivy that's grown approximately 20 feet up a tree, and it's, I'd like to remove it, but it's very difficult to peel back, and I wonder if you had any suggestions.
Okay, on the ivy, have you tried just pulling it down?
I have, but it's sort of embedded on the tree so tightly that because it's 20 feet up in the air and I'm on a ladder and it isn't as easy as it may sound. But
right.
That's the only way I can do it.
That ivy is not hurting that tree.
Okay.
Are you concerned about that?
Well, somebody told me that it eventually chokes off the tree and could kill the tree, but I didn't think that was possible.
No, English ivy for the Northeast that grows up a tree does not kill the tree. It's not a parasite. If you were in the South or you were on the West Coast where mistletoe grows, mistletoe will kill a tree, because its roots will penetrate into the tree, through the bark, into the tree, and it will pull nutrition out of the tree. English ivy uses the tree for support only.
Okay.
It will dig into the bark, but it will not hurt the tree. All of its moisture and nutrition comes from the ground. So I have a big tree in my yard that has some English ivy. During the winter, I like it because it looks pretty. So don't be concerned that it's going to hurt that tree at all. It's using it for support only. And I mean, if you want to pull it out, the only way you're going to be able to is just cut the plant at the soil line and let it die. And as it dies, the roots that attach itself to the bark of the tree will let go, and then you can pull it out easier. But it's living in harmony with nature. It's not hurting it. Now, amaryllis can flower for many, many years, But there are things that you need to do. Number one, when it gets done blooming, you need to start fertilizing that plant every 2 weeks. I use Osmocote, which does it for me. I keep it alive all winter. In the spring, when the threat of frost is over, I either keep it in the pot and I repot it to a bigger container, or I plant it directly in the garden. Like I put mine in the vegetable garden. And it grows all year. I feed it all year. In September, when the kids go back to school, I dig it up if it's planted. Shake all the soil off, put it in my basement, and I'll leave it there until I see that the leaves have all turned brown. When they turn brown, I cut all the foliage off, and the bulb looks like a light bulb. Big fat bulb with a stem, that's where I cut it. And I'll leave it like that until January. I don't start my bulbs until January because before that I'm so busy with Christmas. And you've got poinsettias, Christmas cactus. I save the amaryllis for when they really need color, and that's now. So it's in bloom now. I'll enjoy it through February, and then I just continue to feed it, put it outside. It lays dormant from September until January, and I just leave it in my basement. Now, I do have one that's potted. When the kids go to school, I bring it in the basement, put it on the floor, and forget the water. It slowly dries out. I cut off the foliage, and I just leave it growing in that pot. And then in January, I bring it upstairs. If it needs to be repotted, I repot it. And I repot it about every 2 or 3 years. And I've got one that's like 5 years old, and it's bloomed every year. But you've got to feed it and feed it and feed it, and it will do real good. Another half hour to go. If we can help you, call right now, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call and we'll try and help you to solve some of the problems that have been really bugging you. And again, I want to apologize for last week. I had a wicked cold. You can probably still hear it. But I couldn't move. I woke up and I just could not move. And I do apologize for putting a repeat on, but we'll make it up to you in the weeks to come. And that's what it's all about. George, who's up next?
We have Roger in Massachusetts with a problem with his amaryllis.
Roger, how can we help you with your amaryllis this morning?
Yes, hi. I don't think it's really a problem, but we've been growing two amaryllis bulbs for a number of years. And just like you were saying to the previous caller, we do it the same way. We pot them up in January, plant them out in the vegetable garden in the fertile soil in the spring, and bring them in September, put them down in the basement. Well, when we got them out to pot a couple of weeks ago from the basement, one of the bulbs looked like it normally does, except it had another little bulb attached to it, about 1 inch in diameter, which I was happy about. So we separated them and plotted them separate. But the other one, the leaves on it looked like it was still growing in the vegetable garden. They were still green. They had not dried out at all. So I didn't know what to do. We repotted it. And since then, it had three leaves on it. Two of them have collapsed, and one of them is still upright and green. And so I want to know if there's anything else we should do. And, you know, how long will that little one take to flower? And then I just had a question on a plum tree. We have a Stanley plum. It's like 15 years old, semi-dwarfed, beautiful tree, and it flowers every year, but it's never set fruit. If it has, they fall off immediately. It, you know, it's not like the fruit forms and falls off before it's ripe. We just never see any. You know, if I could do anything about that or just get a new tree. Thank you.
Do you only have one Stanley plum?
Yes, but I understand it's supposed to be self-fertile.
Okay. And how many years have you had it?
It's like 15 years old now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's about 15 feet tall. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So Well, it could be that you need another plant. I mean, sometimes plants, the labels will say that it is self-fruiting. And, you know, if the weather conditions and the site is perfect, it may be self-fruiting. But most of the time, you're always better to have two of a single type of plant. So two apples, two peaches, two pears, two plums. What I want you to do, Roger, is go down to your local nursery. And what I want you to do is to ask them if they have a book called the Ortho Problem Solver. And the Ortho Problem Solver is a book that will tell you which trees will cross-pollinate with the other. So if it's a Stanley plum, it will say to you that these six or seven varieties are good pollinators to help the Stanley to produce fruit. Because without pollination, you'll get great flowers, sometimes little fruit, but then they fall. What I'll try and do between now and the end of the show, when we have a break, I'll see if I can get to my problem solver and see if I can find the pollinator for you. But it's a Stanley. And let me see what I can find for you during the break, okay? And if I can find it, then I'll give you the information. If not, during the week, I'll take a look for it, and we'll have some information for you next weekend. So, but usually, I mean, if you go into a big apple orchard, they'll have several rows of the same types of trees, and in that orchard, it's not all Macintosh, not all delicious. They have staggered rows for better pollination, and I think that could be one of the missing items in there, that you need a pollinator. But I'll look for you and see if I can find it. Okay? Thank you. I know some of you were thinking of joining us to come to Ireland. We do have a few seats available. And if you're single or traveling single, we do have the opportunity to find you a roommate. So if you call Largay Travel on Monday, talk to them. We do have a couple of people, one male and one female, that are looking for a roommate for the trip, which will save you about $400 in the cost of the trip. Now, the reason I'm really telling you this is February 1st, the airlines are going to increase the cost of the airfare. And it could be $200-$300 per person. So once you book, they have to give you that rate. So if you'd like to join us, call the travel agency on Monday, and that way they can get you in at the rate, which is really good. And the phone number is 800-322-9481. Okay? So it's going to be a great trip. The gardens are going to be all at peak. The weather is really good during mid to late May. It's not just the gardens. It's Waterford Crystal. You'll be able to see how they make all that stemware. We're visiting an Irish castle. We're going to an Irish traditional show. And the countryside at that time of the year will be spectacular because we're following the coasts in areas. And the cliffs and the ocean and the fields are going to be spectacular. So don't think of it as just a garden tour. Yes, it's a lot of gardens, but the countryside, the towns, the cities, and there's a lot of free time where you can go and visit things, go to a pub, go do some shopping. It's a great time, and believe me, you will enjoy yourself. George, who's next?
We have a call from Kathy in Rhode Island. She's got a question about her boxwoods.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
About your boxwood. What's happening with them?
Well, we have two of them, and we picked them up this summer, and we potted them. And we brought them into the garage when the winter wind started and everything else, and it was getting very cold to protect them. And now we've got them in the garage, and now I have this concern about do we water them or do we not water them? Do we ignore them or do we bring them in the basement? I'm not sure what to do.
Okay. Are there windows in the garage so that they can get some sunlight?
No.
Okay. They will need some light. Okay, because this is a living plant.
Right.
The main problem you want to be concerned with is the pot that the boxwood are in during the winter. That could break if it filled with water. The water would turn to ice. It would expand and break that pot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So one of the best things to do is, if you want to bring it in the garage, which is fine, I bring a couple of, I have some tree roses, and I bring them in my garage for the winter. But there are windows, and I put them near the window just so that if they do begin to leaf out, that there is some light for them. The garage is cold, so they lay dormant, but you have an evergreen plant with foliage on that plant. And those leaves do require some daylight or some light on them. It's like taking one of your house plants and putting it in the closet and never opening up the door. So
okay.
They need a light. So what I would do is, if they're manageable and the pot could possibly break, pull the plant out of the container. Put the root ball in a burlap container, like a burlap bag, and wrap it. And then put it someplace outside where it's sheltered from the wind. And I have friends that have the dwarf Alberta spruce. And what they do is they put it underneath their deck for the winter. That way it's out of the wind. They're sheltered because the deck is above them, but they're still getting light, which the plant needs for the winter. So if somehow you can get some light on it, that would be great. You can put it, if you have a regular tool shed, and there's some windows in there, or what you could do is, during the day, doesn't have to be every day, but a couple of times a week, open up that tool shed door to let the light in so that the foliage can get some light. It will help a great deal. But just think of yourself. Could you survive in a house all winter without any daylight? I don't think you would. I think you'd go crazy. At least I know I would. So you need to get some light on that foliage one way or the other. And if you're concerned about the pot breaking, pull it out of the pot, wrap the roots in burlap, dig a hole if you can, someplace sheltered, or put it underneath a porch or a deck, but it's got to get some light somehow. Maybe on a nice day like today, open up the garage door, put them outside. The root ball is probably frozen if your garage has no heat, but it's got to get some daylight. Thank you. George, who's next?
That would be Lucy in Maine, and she's got a question about a Prinsathias.
Lucy, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Yes, poinsettias. I never had luck in propagating them or, like, on a continuing basis to keep them. I know once all the red falls off, all I have are the green leaves, and then where do I go from there?
Okay. What you will do is those red leaves are actually, they're called bracts. The real flower on the poinsettia are the little tiny buds on the tip of the flower. Little round buttons. That's the bloom. The red are called bracts, or their leaves that change color due to the shortening of the length of the day. So when you get short days, the poinsettia turns red. So what you want to do is, when it's done blooming, repot it with some good potting soil. Treat it like a house plant. Put it outside during the summer and treat it like you do a marigold or a petunia, and it will continue to grow and get larger. And then in the fall, you force it to bloom, and we'll tell you about that in the fall.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. George, who's up next?
We have Mary in New Hampshire, and she's got a question about Amandazilla.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with Amandazilla?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Amandazilla, I was wondering, we would like to start another plant or two, if possible. So I was wondering if you could tell me, do we need to trim the end, and do we have to use the rootone? Is it potting soil it goes into and
yep.
fertilize?
Okay. What you want to do, I mean, you can start to take cuttings on that plant right now during the winter. All of the greenhouse growers, this is the time of the year where they do that.
Uh-huh.
So you would take cuttings about maybe around 3 to 4 inches in length from the tips of the plants. You dip the cuttings in rooting powder, and then you put it in a sterilized potting soil. So, I mean, don't take something out of the garage that's been sitting there all year. Mm-hmm. Buy a fresh bag of soil, and if you can buy artificial soil, it will root a lot better. Or what you can do, some of the garden centers, and probably a lot of them now, there's something called a Jiffy 7. And the Jiffy 7 is peat moss that's been sterilized, put into like a little nylon bag, and it's been squeezed and dehydrated. It looks like a little domino. And you put it in a container of water, and it will swell so that it's a pot and soil all in one.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could take your cuttings, dip it in rooting powder, and put a couple of cuttings in each of these Jiffy 7 pellets or pots. And then just give them plenty of light. Keep them nice and moist. And within a couple of weeks, I'm sure they're going to root for you. One of the things that I've done to try and root cuttings faster, and I've had great results, I'll take a regular heating pad that you would use for a sore muscle, sore back, set it on low, put it down on your countertop, put a bath towel on top of it, and then put your tray with the Jiffy 7s on it. And this gives it bottom heat. And the bottom heat will stimulate those cuttings to produce a root system faster. And every now and then, just grab a hold of the stem and try and lift, try and pull it. And once you see that it feels firm, then you can turn off those heating cables and you can transplant them to like a 4-inch pot. But give them plenty of light, keep them moist, and they should do very, very well for you. If you take cuttings now, it's going to take about maybe 3 weeks to get some rooting and to get the plants to grow. Within a month, maybe 6 weeks, you can put them into 4-inch pots with regular soil, regular potting soil. Then they'll do real good for you. But you can take mandevilla, diplodemia, bougainvillea, all of your summer-flowering tropical vines, and you can do roots on them right now very, very easily. But bottom heat makes a big, big difference. And again, a regular heating pad, put it in like a, cover it with a piece of either saran wrap or put them in a plastic bag. That way, if anything leaks, it won't stain that heating pad. And lots of sun, direct light, and it will do very, very well for you. Well, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. We'll be back next Sunday, same time. And check out the website, www.paulparent.com. And it's just like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T.com. At the top of the page, sign up to get the newsletter. It comes out every Thursday. We'll have a lot of great information on there for you to help you about houseplants and things, about trees, shrubs, ground covers, the vegetable garden. And I already have the topic for this week. I'll talk about grapes, Moses and the bulrushes, air layering, and maybe even something else. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Check out the website. And if you're interested in joining us to go to Ireland, call on Monday, because the price will be going up February 1st. And we'll get you a roommate.